Back in 2010, the city of Dillingham started a two-year process to annex the Nooshogak Commercial Fishing District into the city limits. At the time, the Nooshogak District was the only commercial fishing district in Bristol Bay that was not part of a local municipality. The city was ultimately successful in garnering the approval of the state's local boundary commission and the local voters in Dillingham to bring the district into the city limits. However, the native village of Ekuk appealed the annexation, and earlier this year, Judge Pat Douglas in Dillingham overturned the annexation and ordered the city of Dillingham to try again with the stipulation that they use the legislative review process. That basically gives the legislature the final say on whether the annexation can go forward. As a result, the city of Dillingham must basically start the whole process anew. The city has prepared another petition to annex the Nooshogak District and is getting ready to submit the petition to the local boundary commission. However, Brent Williams confirms that the legislative review process is different than the local option method the city used back in 2012. Williams is a staffer with the state's local boundary commission. He says one of the most obvious differences is a formal public hearing that will be held next week.
At that hearing, the public can be there. And the petitioner, the city of Dillingham, will talk about the annexation standards, to talk about and their application to the annexation proposal, the legislative review annexation procedures, the reason the anticipated effects of the proposed annexation, and the proposed transition plan. And people also had the chance to give their views to the city at that hearing.
Next week's hearing will be Wednesday, September 24th at 6 p.m. at the Dillingham City Hall. In addition to providing public comments at next week's hearing, the public can also submit written comments through the end of the month. Once the city of Dillingham considers the public comments, the next step in the process is to finalize the annexation petition and submit that to the local boundary commission, which handles municipal boundary issues in Alaska. Williams says that will then start an extensive review process by the LBC that includes the creation of a preliminary report that will outline the recommendations of the LBC staff, and then a final report that will be presented to the members of the local boundary commission. All through that process, there will be opportunities for the public to comment. The LBC's part of the process will culminate in an official public hearing and decisional meeting that will be held in Dillingham. Williams confirms that if the local boundary commission signs off on the petition, it will then be sent to the Alaska legislature.
Any petition that is approved would, that's legislative review, would go to the legislature in the first 10 days of a regular session, so basically in late January or early February. Once the legislature has it, it has 45 days to disapprove a petition. Not to approve it, but to disapprove it by a majority of both houses. If the legislature does not disapprove a petition before it within those 45 days, then the petition becomes effective.
The City of Dillingham's annexation petition seeks to bring the Nooshogak Commercial Fishing District and the Wood River Special Harvest Area into the city limits with the intent of reinstating a 2.5% local fish tax on the salmon harvested in the district. That tax is expected to bring in about $700,000 a year. The LBC's Brent Williams is hoping that area residents take a look at the new annexation petition and participate in the public process.
Public participation is strongly encouraged for people to read, attend the hearing, and make their views known, regardless what the views are. It's important for them to be informed and to let their views be known.
Dillingham's prospective annexation petition is available in Dillingham at the City Hall, the Library, the Small Boat Harbor Office, and the Senior Center. The petition can also be found on the city's website. The petition is also available at the Chogyang Tribal Council Office, the Office of the City of Alegnagik, and the Manicotic Village Office. The petition has also been distributed to the Bristol Bay Borough, the Lake and Peninsula Borough, the City of Equauk, and the City of Neustuyahok. Once again, the City of Dillingham's pre-submission public hearing on the annexation petition will be Wednesday, September the 24th at 6 p.m. at the Dillingham City Hall. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.